This is the Encouragement for Life podcast. If you are alive and breathing, then we can all use some encouragement. Not if, but when life knocks you down, we are here to pick you back up. Now, here is your host, Derek Brown.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're doing good today. Hey, I've got a topic today I just wanted to talk about with you. If you're a Christian, you definitely want to hear this. If you're not a Christian and you're thinking about being a Christian, you may want to hear this as well. And either way, I think it's a topic that's relevant. It's always been relevant. That I don't think a lot of times we hear this in the church. We hear it from anyone, as a matter of fact. And what I'm talking about is the cost of following Christ. You know, what does it look like to be a Christian? You know, what does it look like to follow Christ? And I've been a Christian ever since I was 13 years old. And you know, I can tell you from my experience and that it hasn't been the greatest joyride that I've ever had. It's actually been a bumpy ride, and I've got a lot of scars from it. And I think that that's something that we should think about. We should really look at as Christians. And if you're thinking about converting to Christianity, what does it look like to follow Christ? And I can tell you that, it's interesting how as soon as you decide to follow Christ or decide to do something big or step out in faith, that you run into resistance, you run into turmoil, you run into, it just seems like everything just starts coming against you. At those moments, and you can easily get discouraged, can't we? We can really get discouraged right off the we're headed to first base, and then we're discouraged by the time we get to first base, and so it's good to know that. You know, I think that whenever our expectations are different, that we expect, I'm a Christian now, life's going to be grand, everything's going to be smooth sailing from here out. And that's not true. I don't want to discourage you. It's worth it. It's worth it to be a Christian, because the joy and the peace that you get, from knowing that, God is making, this is what he does. He takes a mess. He takes all of our mess, all of our junk, all of our baggage, all of our ugliness about everything that we do, our weaknesses. He takes that, and he makes it. He starts putting together this beautiful masterpiece of art. You know, it's not like he says, you need to clean yourself up, and then you can come to me. No, he says, no, I love you just like you are. I want your mess. I want you to just come to me with your mess, and I want to sculpt you and mold you and make you something beautiful out of that mess. See, I think the way we look at things and the way God looks at things is two different ways. You know, he doesn't look at our mess the way we look at our mess. You know, we're very critical of ourselves, and he doesn't. He loves us just like we are. And it's just something that I think it's something to ponder on and think about, especially if you're discouraged as a Christian. And in this world, we're gonna have we're going to have hard times. You know, Paul writes about it. You know, we're going to have hard times in this world. But he, you know, he says to take heart because God's overcame, he's overcome the world. You know, he's, and we're just a light. We're some salt in this world. See, this world is not our home. And that's the key. You know, when we keep our mind on our home, which is heaven and eternity, we're just here for a short while. And, you know, so the cost, what is the cost of following Christ? What does that look like? And I've thought about this, and I've still haven't really grasped, you know, what it is to follow Christ, you know, and to go all in and say, you know, God, I, whatever it is you want to use me, you know, he can use you. You know, it doesn't matter what you've done, you know, the past that you've got. I mean, you know, God has used, you know, he's talked through trees, right? He'll use anything. He's used animals. You know, he'll use, you know, he used a donkey. I mean, so he can use anything, anybody. As a matter of fact, he uses the mess that we have. That's really how he uses us. See, because, you know, that's how us humans relate. You know, I'm not gonna listen to someone that's never been through anything that I've been through before, right? So, you know, but you know what? If someone is really got a testimony and they've been through some things that I've been through, and they talk about their testimony and how they found freedom, it's going to give me hope. And so you can, you know, we can be the hope that the world needs. We just have to just allow God to use us. And usually what he does, it's very uncomfortable and it's very messy. And it's not smooth. It's not... you know, you don't really even know what's going on at the time. You know, you're just saying, God, I mean, I'm here, use me, I'm obedient, I'll do what you ask me to do. You know, I love one of the songs a guy was singing about. He says, when I go, I want to go out like Elijah. Elijah went out in a whirlwind, you know, and so... That's the way maybe we should think about this thing and live is, you know, let's just be okay with getting messy and God using us in ways that's not comfortable for us. And, you know, and we're going to go out with scars. I mean, if you don't have scars and, you know, broken, you know, if you haven't been broken, man, I encourage you to jump in there. You know, it's jump in there, go all in. And let God use you and be okay with not knowing, you know, where you're headed. That's faith. Faith is really going somewhere. He's taking a step forward, going in the desert, headed to the promised land and not knowing there's even a promised land on the other side. You've never seen it, but if you got faith, knowing that there is, and then on the journey along the way, it's you're going to come across a lot of things that but it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. It's going to be uncomfortable. I mean, look what Christ went through, you know, talking about suffering. I mean, he suffered more than anybody ever suffered. I mean, he gets it. He understands. And so to follow Christ is to do what he's done and to die to self is to follow Christ and be okay with whatever it is that he puts in your way, because he's making something beautiful out of it, and you have to believe that. You have to believe it and not try to control things and not try to want things such a way that society and the world says that things should be. You know, it's oftentimes, you know, following Christ more than anything, it's resisting the ways of the world and what they say, and not being popular. Be okay with. See, you can be, you know, you can be alone. You don't. You need, all you need is Christ. I mean, you know, it's nice to have friends and all. It's nice to have, you know, people. But, you know, if you don't have freedom and you got all these people, or maybe you got all this money, you got all these people, these friends, right? These so-called friends, and you got all this money and fortune and even fame or whatever it may be. You see, you've got it all, but you're not free. You're bound by chains and you're in prison. You know, what good is that? That's not living. You know, living is when you're free and you have peace and joy. And even if you're suffering, you know, in the suffering, you have peace and joy and contentment. Because God's life is suffering. I mean, and I hope that encourages you today. If there's nothing else I say in this episode, I want you to think about something, that embrace suffering. Embrace that life is suffering, and when you're suffering, man, you're living life. And you know, think about what's going on around you, what you're learning, and who it is around you. You know, what is this suffering doing? You know, what is it producing? You know, can you look back in the past at some suffering that you've had, and now you can look forward to see what it produced? It produced, you know, what you are. It produced beauty. You know, it's not a snap of a finger. Now, I ain't saying that God can't, he can make things happen overnight, but you know, I think from what I've learned in my experience, that God often uses us and shapes us and molds us. He molds us, and it's not fun. It's rough, but it's better than the alternative. The alternative leaves you empty. But if you've got an emptiness inside of you, and you've tried, you know, you've lived in the corporate world, maybe you've made money, maybe you've got friends, maybe you've tried everything, and you still feel like that you're empty. I want you to ponder something real quick. Just ponder going all in with Christ and denying self and saying, I'll follow you. I'll follow Christ, even if it means death, even if it means not having friends, even if it means losing everything. See, Christ wants us, it's the attitude, you know, that's the attitude I believe that he wants us to have. Is, you know, he wants you to have an attitude of, God, I'll lose it all. And it's worth it. It's worth to lose it all to have the freedom that he offers and the peace and the contentment. And so just, I wanted to go, you know, talk about that for a few minutes because it's been on my mind, and want to, you know, I've studied kind of this topic for a long time, and you know, sometimes I feel like I can grasp it more than others. Others, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I feel so stuck and so confused that I don't know. Sometimes, you know, you feel like, man, am I a Christian or not? What's going on? But You know, Christ, God doesn't look to us to, you know, do good or be good or anything. He's not looking to none of that. He just wants us to surrender and say, God, use me. You know, Christianity is not about being good or better than anybody, or you know. Yeah, we live a certain way because of what God does in us. But he does, he loves us just like you are. He says, come to me the way you are, and you'll find rest. bring all your baggage to me. And I'm going to take that baggage. I'm going to take that mess and I'm going to make a beautiful painting, a beautiful piece of art out of it. So anyways, hey, thanks for listening, guys. Hope you guys are doing good. Remember to, if you get any encouragement from these episodes, I encourage you to please give me a review. And thanks for listening. Hope talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.